Tabach.
Why not? Because he schlepped me. It's on him. If I ever don't show up, it's all his fault. Go after him. No, no.
That's my fault. He just reached 15,000 subscribers.
Really?
That's just on YouTube.
You're in the mountains. You don't have time to be here.
Not yet.
When he's done, kick the bucket.
Hello, I'm a shy of you. What nothing? What does the word nothing mean? It's Kasgeld. How much?
Lama.
Just lama it up. It's 100 square feet of memory. What is it supposed to square foot? Very simple.
Don't worry about it.
Well, don't worry about it.
I'm not going to hear all this.
Last time I paid you, you especially
just take it off my rent.
Who's renting the house after?
No, I didn't tell you that much.
You have someone?
Newlyweds, Nebuch.
I have renters. Mormon's daughter is getting married.
Winter is when? Your new house?
Yeah.
You're renting out a house? Part of it?
Yeah, I'm back. Basement. Part of my basement. Told my wife, I have no problem. I don't live in the basement. My house upstairs. With the girl. Think of it. Every business needs to be cash positive.
But if you need to rent that place.
How are you, Larry?
What are you doing? When are you starting? When's the restaurant opening?
Right before Shavuos. That's
a steakhouse? What is it? A glopite?
No, it's fast food. Sandwich shop.
A glopite?
Schnitzel place. More around the schnitzel room. Schnitzel plus.
You have steak?
We need to have his burgers and brisket.
It's how many pounds of chicken he goes through per week.
How much you go through?
Depends on divide it up, but I went through. My name is up there. What are they?
Because we're here for the thing.
For the what?
For the scene, that one.
Oh.
Whatever.
My name. I last year I bought a little over 25,000 pounds of cutlets in the summer.
Huh? Don't hang yourself out.
Oh, yeah.
You see what it's like when you put out food over here. Right?
We have good food, I'm saying.
Who makes the food?
My friend. Who created it? Me.
You there a whole day?
I'm back and forth. I have a partner, so we switch up. But I'm there like extended weekends. I'm there from like Wednesday.
And your wife's the mounds?
Yeah.
Where does she go? Where the
mounds? Father. She's my father. My parents.
Your parents have gloves? I was thinking you're up till 2 o'clock in the morning. This place doesn't close.
We're open till 2. By the beginning, I used to be there literally from Wednesday. I used to come up like Wednesday afternoon. I used to stay there straight till Shabbos. I never went home. But now, Baruch Hashem, like, it became more systemized and we got better at what we do. And so, Baruch Hashem, now I usually make it home to a bed. Alone, but usually. I have an apartment upstairs when I collapse. The bed, I have a shower.
Different type of business.
You can make money doing this?
Yeah. But listen, it's not supposed to be easy to make a living.
Where's your store? Where is it?
Woodridge.
You can make a living for a whole year, one guy?
There are people that live off the summer businesses all year. Crunchy's not. There are people. Chesky's the piece of store lives in Israel. Those are the king. There are people that live off it all year. It's hard work. It's whatever, but.
It's still sickness, right?
Ish. Depends on the way the year is laid out.
Rosh Hashanah.
This year's full Labor Day.
What's up?
Full Labor Day officially.
Big days coming up.
Yeah, Monday.
That's it. That's why he decided to schlep me one more time, just so you guys remember that it's all
I'm right. Still going
to
schlep you, right?
Yeah, right now. You come out of that, pick me up on here.
You should see my father's face as we were walking through Mrs.
Sisters.
Like, just double check.
My she has.
Oh, each time we found another doorpost, you saw his face like.
How are Mrs.? You better pay him for the Mrs.
I'm trying to. But it's almost like, you know, like when somebody really wants to do it, like, what's the face like?
Yeah, but it's costing him 15 grand. More. That cost him $400, mezuzah.
No, really?
Yeah, the mezuzah he's giving him. He probably sells him $600 a mezuzah. Yes. But $400 or $500 a mezuzah. Think 20 grand. Your father can't afford 20 grand.
He can afford 20 grand.
Who, my father?
Yeah.
I don't count.
It costs him less, though. It doesn't cost him $100.
His margins are not really high margins.
The mezuzah that his father are giving him, I promise you, costs his father $450 to $500
a
mezuzah.
A piece?
A piece.
How many mezuzahs are we talking about? 30? 50.
Yep, I think that was the cost.
It's a lot of money.
You're in the wrong business, Levy.
Nah, I got myself from Laguna. I'm not in the wrong business. Oh, they just put up that piece or something. Guys are there.
All right, please.
Between the two windows.
Did he finish?
So,
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Almost there.
Almost there.
It's Israel, not a good situation.
Israel is not.
What happened now?
Hold on already, right?
With the ceasefire and the what's called, the Americans.
I'm saying four soldiers got killed. Forget about Americans. They're doing what they want to do, but four soldiers got killed. This guy's from Medina Elite. This guy. He's a from guy.
Looks like
regular from guy.
And then 19-year-old kids.
These are guys. And they die with a booby trap, by the way. That's the saying now. They're saying that the whole commune is booby trapped. The Arabs knew that this is the last place they're coming into. The whole Rafa is booby trapped. Not commune, the whole Rafa is booby trapped. So the only way for them, the only way for them to fight is to inch.
Send the robots. Are they robots?
Send the robots. The guy shooting from here, shooting from there.
They entrenched. They locked themselves in. They got, you know, different vantage points. So they come with the planes and blow the place up.
That's what they're going to have to do, but...
It's too late in the war for that. They can't start that again. They should have done that from the beginning. They shouldn't have stopped before they sent the troops in. They should have gone through...
Every one of these guys is 19 years old. Every one of these guys is 19 years old.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Who else is the headache called? Oh, look at this, the new edition. Why did he put it in here?
I put one here.
Why, have we got Marvin here?
Yeah, we do.
What do you do?
A lot of nights, like 8:45, 8:40.
They don't use Chedisheni?
They do also. This is 8:45, finishes 8:47. That was 8:45, finishes 8:57.
What's his name, Davis, now?
Gefährlich. It's Rose Gefährlich. Ashkelon got hammered today. On Friday, Kir Shimona got hammered. It's a crazy thing. It's like...
Right.
It's a crazy thing that these guys did. And it's scary. Going into Rafa is scary. It's scary doing.
What's in Rafa? Why did they have to...
I'm saying where they got killed was not in Rafa. They got killed in northern Gaza because... Because Hamas, they are. But in northern Gaza, Hamas come back now. They come back. You got... They were in northern Gaza for 4 months. You think, I mean, they should have destroyed everything that they, right? They went into, you know.
The northern Gaza, the booby trap that, so they can clean up over there, and then they're going to come back to
No, they don't wrong. They it's two different people. They keep both places. They have enough people. There's 250 tanks outside Rafah right now. So there's more tanks outside Rafah than, like, they can blow the place apart, but they can't, really. Because there's civilians.
They lost the world's trust. They should just... They made a mistake. That wall should
it's
have...
It's not happened. True. They were in...
2 hours should have blown the place.
They can't. They were never able to do that.
It's easy to say I'm sorry.
When everybody was hurting for Israel for what happened, they should have cleaned...
I know, but they had a conflict of interest with the hostages. Hamas is a... It plays with the minds.
Yeah.
They a whole time Hamas is sending people to Israel. Okay, we're going to release in a week. We're going to release. We're ready to release 30 hostages. It's all scam. Okay, and Israel's like, okay, well, what do you want in return? Well, we're thinking if you do a ceasefire for a week, whatever, you know. And this all plays into that. They keep on doing this, you know. Right now, they're thinking there's only
so for what?
2 weeks ago. Israel says that
they lost another 272 soldiers. And how many more are they going to lose before they find that they're all dead? They're all dead.
Israel thinks this a week ago they thought, my friend told me they thought there's 70. No, 70.
Not even 30.
They're going to all
the... I don't even know if there's...
They said, because that was all thing. They said when they changed it from 40...
No, it's not true. That was made up. There was supposedly, as of last week, there was still 70 alive.
Israel says yeah. Israel says yeah. I don't know what, how, whatever. They have inside information, you know. I don't think all these guys here took captives. These guys don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's a crazy situation. They booby trapped. You know what they did? They were shooting out of a clinic. So Israel went to the building. They booby trapped the alleyway next to the building. So two soldiers got injured. Two soldiers got killed. And they both, they all end up dying.
Like traps, they set traps, they draw them in, and then they, when they come in, it's...
They're not shooting, if they kill them, they're shooting fire.
They don't care, they couldn't kill us. Otherwise, they only killed 16,000 civilians. How about little that is?
Well, there's 50,000 dead babies, what are you talking about?
The 16,000...
Only babies, only 50,000 dead babies.
Confirmed 16,000 Palestinians dead, confirmed. That's crazy, you know how little that is?
Including the Hamas?
No, Hamas is 17,000 also.
I saw it recently.
I'm saying they killed a lot of Hamas guys, but still another 15,000.
It was that video from, I don't know what she was, something.
No, it's they don't finish, this is, they paused this for a year. And
there's no funding, it's either all in, but
then I know like, the problem is they don't have the world support anymore, so it's very hard. Israel is a failing dream that needs the world behind them. They don't have the world behind them.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they have now? You heard the whole protest going on with the Israeli singer?
Yeah, Shimmy.
Yeah.
What's going? How was Shabbos?
What happened?
How was Shabbos?
What about it?
Yeah.
Eurovision is like.
Is European.
Hey, excellent. You got my food?
No, Eurovision is.
Okay,
it's
good.
Competition, singing competition.
Yeah. Okay, have a good. I'll speak to you.
Yidin, for instance, Yidin can sing it. That song came from Eurovision.
Yeah?
Well, that video is from Eurovision.
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Sure.
But can I ask a question? They destroyed her? Supposedly she had a very good comeback. They destroyed her?
She, at the press conference, she had a very good comeback.
So what did they do? What did Eurovision do?
So the singing competition, continue the story.
No, so there were the massive protests outside. It was like 15,000 people or something came to protest that this Israeli singer is going to be singing. And then she was allowed to sing.
And she's there. She had like 80% of the votes over there. She moved on to the final round.
Yeah.
And then by the press conference, well, some stupid ass reporter stands up and says, "You know that all the security that's here is only because you're here. Maybe you shouldn't really be here." And she's like, she had a comeback for the guy. But it's just
she's screwed. Klaus Scholl's in trouble.
Have you been sure?
Yeah. Maybe this is Mechamez Gogomagi.
I don't know what this is.
Rolling into World War III, and tell you this, somehow, whenever there's something going on, the Jews are always the first target. It's unbelievable. You see how the whole America can turn against us.
Imagine they did this in Virginia. Arabs came over and they did this. You flatten the place.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
They would flatten this.
That's what happened. Where was it?
That's why they should have done it. They should have done it and then apologized later. So they had the action. We just sent in the biggest bomb we had and we got rid of them.
1 second. That's what happened in Iraq. When Iraq hit one of the...
400,000 people.
Yeah, right? And blew it up.
Iraq invaded Kuwait, they waited 6 months before they went ahead and they bombed the entire Iraq before they fought back in Iraq.
No. Was it Iraq that hit one of the...
Why did America get involved with Kuwait? Why did America get involved?
No, oil. That
was recent.
That was not...
I think it was oil, no?
It was...
Why did Bush get involved?
It was not Kuwait. No, it was not Kuwait. It was not Yemen. It was somebody else.
Oh, where all the pirates are. Would they hit one of the ships in America? Why didn't they blow them?
Pirates of Caribbean.
Kuwait was Bush went to Kuwait with oil, right?
No, back in, no, because officially he went to go not save them. Unofficially, because they didn't want Saddam Hussein to go move into Kuwait. That's why. He just took over like Putin's taking over.
He did the same thing.
He decided I'm moving in, and there was no resistance. He just moved in. One day he decided he's moving in.
And they don't have
no army. What army did I have? They just moved in.
So he's a dictator. So they couldn't.
So then, so 6 months later, only that was the big Norman Schwarzkopf. That was the famous line. But it's not my job to decide who's right. It's my job to arrange the meeting. You know, they ask him, why are you getting involved in a conflict between two types of Arabs? He goes, I don't know who's right, but whoever, it's my job to arrange the meeting, let God to figure out who's right. That's a famous line he said.
Nicely, they got Saddam Hussein. I don't know what they threw it off exactly, but...
Nothing, exactly. Same thing with Bin Laden, they finally got him 10 years later. That was
he was worthless at that point, didn't he?
That was Bibi's remark a few nights ago. He said... said, okay, so America took him 10 years to get Osama. Okay, so we're almost by Sinwar. We're holding Mamish right there. But they don't know how food. They don't know even where they...
They don't know if he's alive.
He's alive.
Or he's alive. Could be 17, no, what's it called? They don't know.
Similar,
they know he's alive.
She had the best line. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, we need the American armaments to get precision.
You know what Israel should do? You know what Israel should do now? They should take, America held back 200 pound bombs. They should take 800 pound bombs. Sorry, this is all we have left. Instead of taking 1 billion bombs, take the script 4 billion, because that's all we have left. America, we asked you for 200 pound bombs.
I said they destroyed so many buildings. Like, I can't believe there's still something left in Gaza.
Don't worry, they'll pay for it.
I'll
pay for it.
Who wants to go into construction in Israel?
The flag is like he's opening a branch right now.
They don't do siding. They don't have vinyl siding in Israel. You have to only do the stone.
You have to stop the place.
So
make it
stuff of business. There's no gutters, there's nothing.
It's never ending quest. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be there. I want to go to Israel. Let's go. Ready to come?
You missed Rav Shaila and then you could have gone through...
I don't want to go to Rav Shaila. I want to go to Tzro. I'm done with everything else. Just give me a Tzro, that's it. I'll just stop over somewhere if you want for a few minutes.
You're planning on selling your house for 1.3 also? And just put
No.
His wife's not crazy.
Okay.
I'm no kayak. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Today's shir is in honor of a mitzvah under release of Omer Mekasim ben Arna Esther Maxim, our captive. You weren't here, we took a captive. Okay. Yossi ben Rachel.
Now we have a captive.
Yossi ben Rachel, Yitzchak ben Shalamis, Yaakov ben Fruma, Tzvi ben Shana Minil, Sarsir Lasha Bela, Shmuel ben Rachel, Lei Mitzvah, before the Siyim, if he gets out, and Erfol Yeshua ben Tzion and ben Zisel Necha. Okay.
What's up?
We are up to Ayin Gimel. We're moving along. There's 3 blot left days in Eshek. It's not as bad as people make it, and it's not as easy as people make it.
What?
Eshek.
You saw what Goldstein showed me. After Eshek showed you that the Ritva adds 2 words at the end of Eshek. He usually says, Hadrolach Perek. He adds 2 words.
It's a hard masachta. It's a hard perk. It's not so hard to. It's hard to get it, to explain it. The concepts are hard to understand. I mean, once you get it, you know, it's not like everything else. But
well, the accountants are all like, you know,
having fun. So we are up to Ayin Beis on the base on the bottom, about 7 lines in the bottom.
Yeah.
Omar Rav Sheshes.
It's like 2 months ago, they're all busy.
Yeah.
Omar Rav Sheshes. Omar Rav Huna. Ain Lovin Al Shar Shabashuk.
Are you reading again?
Ayin Gimel on the base? Ayin Beis on the base, but 8 lines on the bottom. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines on the bottom. Amar Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Huna. Ain lovin al shar shebashuk. You're not allowed to lend on the shar shebashuk. What does this mean? It's 2 pshatim Rashi. I think the first part is pashup shat, but we'll say both pshatim. First shot is that I lend you money, and I tell you, I lend hecht 100 bucks. I tell him, if I don't pay you back in 30 days, I'm going to pay you back fruits like now. Like the shars now, whatever the value of fruits now. Now the fruits is $10 a pound, I'm going to give it to you 30 days, I'm going to give you $100 worth of fruits for $10 a pound. So, even though Derech Mecca or Memka, you'd be allowed to do it, means if it was a sale, you'd be allowed to do it, because the shah already went out. We had this before. It's a hard concept to understand if you come in the first night. But Al Halva would be also to Ribbis Derabbanan, because it looks like the only reason why I'm giving you these fruits later for this price is because you lent me money. So it's like you're getting something extra because lent me money. That's one shot. The second shot is then it's a regular sabasa. Sabasa is I'm not allowed to borrow a pound of flour, a bag of flour from you and give you back a bag of flour in a week, because bags of flour fluctuate. And it looks like the only reason why you're giving me back, if the flour goes up, why are you giving me back more flour? Because I lent you flour. So it means because of the loan. That's Avak Rivers, the Rivers Arbanim. So there was a story here went on. There was a Belza lady that needed a bag of flour before Shabbos, right after Pesach. And everybody was out of flour. And she said, listen, whoever gives me the flour, whoever sells me the flour, I'll bring him back a full kokosh cake. That's Ribbis. Darabana. Can't do that. Can't do that. She's only giving it to him because... So, this is Aser. According to Rashi, either Pshat will go with the first Pshat, Pasha Pshat. So, Amle Rav Yezibar, Chamle Rav Shesh, V'amle Rav Yezibar, Amle Rav Shesh, Umi Amar Afuna Hachi, V'aboyim Yenei Mar Afuna, Hani B'nei B'Rav, these kids from the yeshiva, the Yasvi B'Shtori. What happens is, the boys don't have the money right away. In those days, it wasn't like they came El with the money. So when they came El, they borrowed money, and their parents sent them all the stuff, Tavis time, food, whole bag full with money and whatever, and they paid back the Tavis with fruits. With the Shar of now. Halach is Shari. Shari also, yes. Amalahu, Hachita Behini, Hachita Beshili. Iboy Zamni, Parley, Miyakara. Iboy Zamni, Parley. Means you could have, this stuff was around. So you could have taken the money and bought that stuff and kept it.
Even though the boys didn't have the money.
Even the boys didn't have it, but
the parents had it.
Someone could have bought it. So that's not a problem. Mikar Sav Rav Huna ain't loving. Kivin the Shamala Hadam Rishmu Achi Amr Lazar loving Amr Iunami loving. See what's chayzer? Because of this. Tanar Rabbanan. Hamoyle Chavila M'makal M'makar. Basically, I am taking fruits from Lakewood to sell in Barapak. Lakewood is cheap. $5 a pound. Barapak's $10 a pound. So I take my fruits from Lakewood, I go to Barapak and sell it, I make $5 a pound. A guy meets a guy in the street, I'm like, Tanoli, instead of you going to Barapak, give it to me. I'm not paying you now. I'll pay you in a little bit, in a month and a half, when I sell the stuff. Whatever, month and a half. But I'll pay you the price of Barapak. Now you don't have to work. You're good. So you guarantee your money. You don't have to worry about it. So that is a shiloh. So Gemara says, "Bereshus moicher muter, bereshus lekech aser." If the guy who's selling it takes responsibility, that if something happens to the fruits, till he sells them, he's going to take responsibility, then it's muter. Why? Because that means that the sale doesn't happen until he actually sells the fruits. At that point,
he's taking a price for it.
Right, so if he's taking a price, then it's not a problem. It means he really owns it till it's sold. At that point, when it's sold, There's no ribbis, there's no agarnut, there's no nothing. Because at that point, you sell, you give the guy the money. But let's say Bereshus Lekeach, he takes responsibility, the mecher does not take responsibility, so aser, that's aser. The only reason why I'm willing to give you the price of Barapak, because you're allowing me not to pay you until the time, until I have the money. Hamoylech peres makom lemakom, a guy is moving pears from place to place. Matzchaver, it means from a cheap place to expensive place. Matzchaver, I'm like, Tanamli, v'ani elloch pears, sheyesh libay samakam. I'll give you fruits that I have. I have fruits in Barapak. Give me your fruits so I can do business now, and I'll give you my fruits. Im yesh lepears, but samakam mutter, v'lav aser. That's a regular case like we said before. As long as you have it, it's not a problem, because it's, even though there's no mashicha, but it's if you were cutting it now. It's not sub asal. V'achamorin, ma'alam makam ayyekir makam azal. That means the people who, the distributors, they're allowed to sell a place that's expensive to a like a place that's cheap. And they're not to be chosh. What does it mean? It means if I bring fruits from Lakewood to Brooklyn, I'm allowed to take money from people in the place of, in Brooklyn, and tell them, I need the money now. So I'm telling you, give me money now, and I'll give you the payers for the Lakewood price.
So even though they're in Brooklyn?
Even though they're in Brooklyn.
And that's not considered rubis, that's not considered extra.
That's not a problem. Why? So it's not called I'm tanis mois. Really, I'm doing you a favor. What am I doing? I'm giving him now cheap food because he lent me money. So why is that not called? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Gemara says two reasons. My time, Rapapama Nichlu de Maglu Tara. What that means is, Rashi explains, that the people who sell me the fruits, they need to know that I'm doing business. So it's a big benefit for me to have money from you. Like this, they'll do business with me. That means I'm a roller. I got money, I got cash. So even though I'm giving you for a cheap price, and you're in Borough Park, apples are $10 a pound, I'm giving you $5 a pound, but it's not, I'm not doing it because you lent me the money. I'm doing it because I have what to gain by it. I'd rather give you something cheap so that I look good in the distributor's eyes because I'm constantly doing business with them. I'm rolling. 100 pounds it is, 100 pounds of that, 100 pounds of that. That's how I get deals. If I'm not doing business, I can't get deals. The more you buy, the more deals you get. It's like this is a vicious cycle. I buy tons of siding and roofing. The more you buy, the better deal you get. The less you buy, the worse deal you get. The guy who's buying less needs a better deal. He has to be able to buy more. He's doing business. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. The more you buy, the more money you make, the more money you make on the back end. The guy who's trying to build his business, he's paying 20% more than the guy who's doing 800 times more business than him. It's always a struggle. It's a weird thing, but that's how it is. So here's the same thing. That's one shot. Another shot is, what happens is, when you give me money, and I make a deal with you, I'm going to give it to you for cheap price, even though you're in Borough Park, my distributors know that I'm making these kind of deals, because they know I need money. A guy who's buying and selling all day, he needs money. So there's many times that I cut deals that I'm not really making money. But I'm willing to cut the deal because I need money. So my distributors know that. So what they do is they make deals with me too. They say, oh, what's going on? That guy in Borough Park, he lost money? We'll give you a deal on that order. We'll give you a deal on this order. We'll give you a deal on this order. So they want me to have money. So Melo, that's why it's not called ribbis. I'm gaining on the deal. My benayik benayik tagakata, a new guy, a new dealer. So if it's a new dealer,
they have a reason other than ribbis that you
did. Right.
That automatically makes.
As long as another reason, it's only ribbis that are abundant. So as long as another reason, we don't have an issue. My benayik tagakata, a new dealer. The first reason applies. The second reason doesn't apply because they're not giving a new dealer a deal.
They're not going to give him a better deal even though they had that
he's flush with
cash?
No.
That he got, that he
not flush with cash. The second deal is that he lost money somewhere.
He's willing to give it away at a lower price to go ahead and have cash to go back to the distributor.
Yeah, but Lamaise is a new deal. Rashi says, Alosh and. Right, so because they're not nicker to them. He doesn't know, they don't really know him. Right, they don't. Okay, everybody wants a deal. Everybody wants a deal.
The distributors don't believe that he's going to go ahead and come back to them. That's the reason.
And they also don't believe that, maybe don't believe that he has a deal even.
That he has,
like, come on, I'm always calling my distributors, listen, I have a job, you know, the yard, the name, you know, they have no idea what's going on, you know what I mean? Once I'm buying millions of dollars from them, anyway. Besura, a new thing, it's not new, but a separate thing. Asli arba bekafri. Arba. We're going with fruits. They sell four, I don't know what arba's, arba gamidim, right?
She says giuri,
right, some kind of measurement. But kafri azo shita, it's six. So basically in kafri it's cheaper. So Yoav Rav Zuzil Chamri, he gave to the dealers, the kabbalah onzadorcha, he accepted the achrayis, the shokman achamisha, he took five, he wanted them to make money also. The initial shita, wanted to take six. Adam chash v'shaini, this is a big sugya, Adam chash v'shaini, that for some reason, Adam Chashev, he has to be squeaky clean. And we can't have people look at him and say, oh, one second, he's making too much money, what's going on? Maybe it looks like ribbis. So we have to be very careful.
But even one is going to be looking at ribbis between four and five.
Right, so for some reason, one is not ish. Lemais, it's all mutter.
Right.
It's all mutter.
Okay, so forget the mutter. What does the Yisam Nikim? From once he's been
right.
The Yisam Nikim, so
then he should go to four. Right, I don't know. But it seems to be, I guess, a little bit you could swallow. Once it comes a little more, and that the kasha they really ask is, we had the Gemara before. The Gemara said that tzur from Rabbanon is not an issue of ribs derabbanon because the whole problem is Rabbanon is that you're going to learn to do it and you're not going to do it even meis deraisa. By tzur from Rabbanon, we don't have to worry about that. Over here, pukvaker. You say, guys, the rabbi has to be more careful. They talk about it. Zatimara Baiter. So we said fruits you're allowed to do what we just said. What about shards of pieces of metal, pieces of earthenware? Amalei bikish v'shmar b'yis l'asa came a kli pishdom alay nichoi. Melech Rabbi ikedam bikish v'l'asa b'gudoyis came a loy nichoi v'shmar b'yis. So you say you shouldn't do it. Pardisa, a new case. What pardisa? I go and I tell you. I tell you, you have a vine, you have a vineyard. I tell you, stuff is not ripe. So I tell you, listen, Mr. Hecht, I'm going to give you, I want to buy the wine now, and you should give me the wine when it's harvested and all ready, which means it's going to be worth more. So why are you giving it to me? Why giving me something that's worth more when I paid for it 2 months ago and it was worth less? Because you lent me money.
That's the same deal with anybody buys a house.
No, but why is he doing this deal with me? Why doesn't he wait 2 months?
Because he doesn't want to wait. You don't know what's going to happen. He's not taking a price.
No, because he needs the cash.
Why does he need the cash? Who says that's the reason? Maybe he's doing it because he wants.
What's the reason?
Because he wants to sell his wine.
So I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say that. Pashas, the ribs there are bonon.
You're living on that.
Well, this is what Aganotar is.
Huh?
This is what Aganotar is. Aganotar is that I give you money up front, and you're buying some, you're getting it at a higher price.
Yeah, it's the futures.
So that's a problem. Futures are a problem. Futures are a problem. Unless you have a way, unless you show me something that makes it that he's not doing it for that reason. So the Gemara has a eitzah. The Gemara says, he says, since it's going to get ruined, possibly going to get ruined, you know what's going to happen. So, Mele, you have no raya that he's giving it to you. This is what you were saying, basically. No.
If you bought this particular barrel and it went bad, then the guy doesn't have to give you nothing. He's telling you, I'm going to give you ready-made wine.
No. I'm buying the grapes for when they harvest. So maybe there'll be shvach
chayra. So then he loses his...
So just give him more.
We're not talking about... No, I'm buying this whole row.
You're buying a
this whole...
What the row gets time?
Whatever it is, a
pound of grapes, then if 60% go bait on the vine...
Not bad. We're talking about they get ruined. They get ruined. They're not worth the price that... The more expensive price, that's all. They're worth the same price you paid for it. What if you're worth the same price you pray for? There's no ribbis. Right. So that's what he's saying. That's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel says, the agarnut is only if you could prove right. Over here, you're not guaranteeing anything. It's mechtesi. So what are you talking about agarnut? Now, the Gemara says, going to Rashi, Rashi learns over here that if the field is being harvested with oxen, so male, they damage the vines, so it's pretty much automatic that's going to get damaged, and you can't say that he's going to get something more, and you don't have to worry about agonot there. Tosfos says, well, no, not to a whole different case. If I sell you young calves that are pregnant for the vladus, since it's very common the vladus are miscarried, male, that's not called agonot, that's just not a problem. Even Rav will be masking. Zokti Gemara Vaiter. Amru Shmuel Ahanu the Shab Sheep Shipsha. Okay, listen to this one. You have Balabatim, Rashi says, that lend money, that lend seeds, grain, not grain, seeds, right? Seeds. They lend seeds to a guy to plant his field, and they tell him, when it grows, you'll give me 10% of the wheat that comes out, and you'll give me back my seeds. That's a problem. Because you're giving me, the only reason you give me 10% of the field is because I gave you seeds to plant the field. So the seeds are avo, and it becomes a problem. So Gemara says, seeds become avo, no.
Isn't that a regular business transaction?
No.
Somebody wants to start a business. I'll give you whatever it is.
What?
Let's talk about money. $20,000.
Yeah.
Start your business. You'll pay me back my initial investment.
Yeah.
Be part owner of your business.
Can't do that.
Be 20% business.
Can't do that. The guy's working for you. Why is he working for you?
What do you mean? Whatever your percentage is. He owns 50%. I own 50% now.
I understand. Why is he working in the field for you? Why you get your 50% you're getting? He's only doing it. You're not doing any work. He's only doing it because
you gave him
the loan. That's not.
It's not. It's not a loan. It's a business investment.
Oh, so that's how you. How do you get around this? Something called a hat to iska. What is a hat to iska? Hat to iska is you pay the guy, you give the guy a fee to work for you. Minimal fee, it could be $10. And then it takes away this whole problem. But yes, this is a big problem. I invest with you in apartments.
Right.
And you do all the work, I just give you money.
Right.
Now, it has to be that you're taking responsibility.
Taking the risk.
You're taking the risk. Yes.
Which is what it is.
No.
Because I'm not guaranteeing.
It's not like that. No. If I go into business with you, you don't take the risk.
Sure it is.
No.
No, I'm expecting my investment back.
What happens? How many times does the investment go bad?
No, exactly. Then you're not taking the risk.
And if the investment goes bad, I am taking the risk. I'm not going to get my initial investment back or any profits.
So you're not taking the risk. You're not taking responsibility for the risk. That's what I mean to say. If I invest $100,000 in your company, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out, are you giving back the $100,000? No, that means you didn't take responsibility for the investment. Nothing personal responsibility.
It's in the business.
So much the guy that's opening the business is not taking personal responsibility.
The guy is opening the business. Correct. That's not ribbis then.
Then it's not ribbis.
It's not ribbis. You're not, but there is a problem of you working for me. That is a problem. That problem you still have. Even if you don't take responsibility, there's a problem. Because if the business makes $1 million this year, you give me $500,000 profit.
Yeah.
You worked for me for free. Why?
Well, we worked together.
No, you didn't work together. I didn't work. I live in Florida. I'm on the beach.
It takes two parts to...
I'm on the beach.
No, he's fine. Yeah.
No.
He's not working.
I'm not working at all. I'm on the beach. I don't work.
Silent partner.
I don't work. I don't want to hear about this business. You send me a check, January 1st, I get a check for $500,000. It's a big problem. You worked the whole year for me. Why'd you work for me? Because I lent you the money. Because I helped you build your business. Oh, that's ribbis. You can't get more than me. That's what ribbis is.
You have to accept both the losses and...
A very easy way to get around it.
Accepting the losses.
You give a management fee.
So, but nobody gave you added benefit of working for you.
Now, if I give you a manager fee, I say, I'm paying you extra $10,000 a year to manage my part of the business.
Now, that's fine. Management fee that making him a larger percent? Meaning, why?
Yeah,
why
you could put that in. Yeah, you could do that. But it has to be spoken as a manager fee. Can't just be. That was Dovey's. Remember Dovey was talking about that? Dovey gave me a hard time in this one.
When does Dovey not give you hard time?
I don't know. When he's talking about his daughter's gown. When he's giving someone else a hard time, I get off the hook. It means somebody's always getting a hard time. It's just the question is who it is at that point.
Equal opportunity.
Yes. Okay, so now...
I think it was
someone
who was giving a hard time about that.
Oh, no. It's already starting.
Yep. Anyway, so
no.
They're moving to like Rattlesnake, Wyoming. You know what I mean? Like a place, no direct flight. No direct flight.
Rattlesnake, Wyoming. That goes on the list.
Rattlesnake, Wyoming. That's a place, right?
100%. It's a house.
You have a list now.
Okay. Anyway,
we haven't had a place, so we haven't had anything in a while. On it.
I had a real good one the other day. You weren't here. 1 second.
You wrote it down?
No, I'll tell you in a second. 1 second. Here. Where was it?
Eventually we're going to make, we're going to present him by the Sima Shas or something with, a dictionary. All the words.
Here, 1 second. There was a long one here.
We've been collecting the words.
Gooder.
Gooder is
not
good.
Gooder.
Gooder?
It's a good word.
There's bad, gooder, and
better. Better and gooder.
Gooder. It makes sense it should be a word.
Kids came up with that.
Oh, your kids do that?
Libby, you think on the same wavelength.
Like a Sama kid.
Rattlesnake where?
Wyoming. Rattlesnake, Wyoming.
Okay, let's go.
Now, you know what? You put it to Google. It's probably going to come up. It's a real place. That's going to be the word.
There is. Rattlesnake, Wyoming is a place.
Okay, I'm looking.
Here's a place.
You sound so confident about this.
I was never there, but I'm 100% sure there's a place.
Somebody got a bell. Somebody paid a bell. That was it.
Anyway.
There was a roof. I did a roof.
I got scammed, by the way. The, not now, like a little, about a year ago, good scam.
Well, that was the one where your lady wired?
No. I got scammed. A guy called me, like a foreign accent from Philadelphia. He has a roof. He gave me an address. I gave him a price. He signed the what's called?
Quote.
Gave me a deposit.
Gave me a deposit also.
Gave a deposit. He asked me, he sent a check. The day that the check came, he asked me to hold the check because he needs money. There's money coming in. He's going to give me another check for the full amount. It's just not, he can't take it out of that account. I got the thing. You know, it sounded like 100% legit. And I did the roof.
Nah.
Yeah. I did the roof.
On the deposit.
I did the roof. Deposit did not. He told me to wait. I was going to do the roof that day. I had it all set up.
And the deposit check did it, and
I should have put a lien.
Oh, there's a
deposit check clear?
No, didn't clear. And then he wouldn't answer the phone anymore. Except one time I called from a different number. It was a scam. Just put a lien.
I was chasing for money. I spoofed my number to be from his son's yeshiva. The guy would not pick up my phone. So finally, first ring, he picked up. I made believe I didn't know my number. I spoofed. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to get through to you. You know, it was scamming. He was like, so yeah, I've been trying to reach you also. Here's my credit card.
Just do is just send you guys down. You have to put a lien within 90 days. You send you guys down there with a bucket of tar to do a patch and take a picture that they're doing a repair and you put a lien on the building.
Right.
And you arrange $50. You don't do nothing. You just let it sit there. Trust me.
You know what the best is? Most people don't pay by websites.
So maybe I should do that.
If you build a website and then the person doesn't pay, so you put a script on the website that essentially makes the website more and more transparent for 30, like every day for 30 days. It's like it's lighter and lighter. The last day like disappears and you have the guy scrambling after you to fix it. So now you have him in the palm of your hand.
That's a great idea. Or you just keep on fixing a picture of the rabbis on there.
Yeah. Or you just go home. Go back and go a few homes.
It was a small job, it was a $3,500 job, maybe a little more. And I have to ask my secretary, it's not a bad idea. Go back with a bucket.
Go back with
one. I have a guy who owes me $90,000 and I never put a.
You have 90 days.
You only have 90 days. Yes.
So what you do is, there's a way around it. You go there, you left the screw loose. You have to go fix it. You have to finish your job. You have your guy take a picture of him being on the roof working. Now you just completed the job today. And now you know you're going to
fall off.
No, I'm serious. It's been done before. You know, you won't be the first one to do it. You come back as a routine, 6 months, whatever. You come back and then now we finish the job, now you can put a lien on. You even send them an invoice for $100 for a routine checkup. If you really want, now you finish the job, now you can put a lien on the whole job. There are attorneys that do it for you, they don't charge.
3 month follow up, whatever, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Take like $350, you know, take a percentage.
All right, let me come out to. So basically what he said is, this is what he said. So he said, I'm gonna give you grain and you're gonna give me back. So they told him, Shmuel said, hafuchu ba'ara, go work on the property, kiheke the kanaluchu gufu da'ara. V'ilo yehamaluchu kavav asa. Go become, a partner in the property.
Well, otherwise you can't
do this because you basically gave him grain.
And to give them management, like you can't give them management fee. You can't go ahead and just be a partner.
No.
You have to do physically some kind of work.
Do something to be kind of.
Or pay them to do the work.
Or pay them to do the work.
So I'm saying you couldn't pay them to do the work. They have to go down and physically do the work.
Pay them to do the work only helps for that part of the thing. It doesn't help for the agonutter. The fact that he's giving you back the halva and giving you why is giving you chakiras?
I'm doing work. I'm doing work. He's doing work. We're both doing.
You're not doing any work. That's what the eight says.
That's what I'm saying. So I can pay him to do the work.
Pay him to do your work. Pay somebody to do your work. Yeah, maybe you could do that.
The same difference that I have to physically be there to do the work. I could pay them to do the work. Also.
So maybe you could do that.
To go into the field, but he said the kanaluchu gufa d'ara. He wants them to own the gufa d'ara. Why?
No.
You don't have to own the goof.
Yeah, you do.
I need to do work in the Arab.
Because that's how it's your chakiras. He's not making you money.
He's the Arab.
You're making money. I worked in the field. I get 50%.
It's not my field, right? The guy didn't sell me any field.
Doesn't matter. He says, go work in the field. So you are Aris.
The Kanaluchu goof the Arab. He's owning the goof Arab.
No, it means that he should get a resus.
Owning the goof Arab. What good is the goof Arab?
Help chorish kotzer ma'at. You're not being zech in the kaka.
That's what he says. Kefik the kanal chol guf for the arm.
Yeah, it just means that you should be able to get. No, you just be a
chakiris. The point is, Rufa says that you have to only go for kaka.
Why?
That's what he's saying. But I don't know who's the marker to him to go for kaka.
Nobody.
The chayin gets some shmul. She asked him, I said, guf kaka. I'll say, yiklu b'chazor min ha'arz chelek. She's like the kaka. He's only to go for kaka here.
Only because so you should be able to get the percentage, no?
It doesn't have to be a full chazaka, but it does, just the point is that it doesn't have not looking like rivers. It's a ritual. I feel like in the scavenging, can you even if you're not looking for a real kin, the guy is.
I mean, as long as you get away from the Alva.
Right.
As long as you get away from the Alva.
It doesn't have to look like a real kin.
I gotcha. Okay.
But still, who's the machna? You're causing more trouble than it's worth. Just go ahead and pay him to do it.
You could pay him. I guess he doesn't want to pay him any extra money. He's already mad as it is. he gave him the seeds.
And I'm paying him to do work. I'm giving him another dollar.
Right. It can't just be a little money. It has to be some kind of, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Number, give a number. But right. Is here, you're causing
more. You can have someone do your work for you.
Yeah. It could be the same artist that I'm business with as well. What's the difference?
Okay. Amalu Rabbi Lahana de Mantri Bagi Puki. Afuchu Bebe Dari. Okay, so basically, over here, Afuchu Mantri Bagi is, again, you have, I pay someone to watch, to harvest my field, and I'm going to get a percentage at the end, plus I'm paying the guy. So he's getting percentage, and I'm paying him. So the only reason why he's watching the field is because I'm giving him
a percentage.
A payment. No, I'm also paying him. So that's a problem.
But it's not halva. He didn't give you anything.
No, he's giving me.
The watching of the field.
Yeah, but no, but him. The fact that I don't have to pay him right now. I'm not paying him now. I'm paying him whatever. So the fact that he's holding out the money, that's why he's getting what's called. So the Gemara says, I have a very easy solution for this. Hafuqa beidari, keich delit shtam schiers, go work. Didchu ada he shaita, the schiers himshon, zel basoif. He shaita, oizul kamoiz, achuli kamochil gabach, you have to change the words, achuli. Basically, what he's saying is a very easy eitza. Go work in the field, and the aloch is that he, once you're a seicher, schiers himshon, zel basoif. So he doesn't owe you money, there's no scharim, turnas mois over here. So the Gemara writes, "Amalei Rabban Le Rava, Ka'achem Mari Ribs. You're eating ribs. Why? The Kula Amashok Le'Arba Umsak Le'Risim Nisim. Everybody takes a four kur, and you get rid of the aris by Nisim. Mar not Lo'Arir. You let him keep it till he Rishak Le'Shita. You're taking six. Amalei Atunkav Is Shloke. Then Yudum Shloke. Then Ara Le'Aris Mishtabed. The field is Mishubet to Aris. Yatum Masalki Sulu Benisim. Afsis Lu Kama. You make him miss a certain amount of produce." I'm not a tyrant luad there. I let him keep it to you. I'm a vachim mekama. My field works, makes more, so I get more. It's automatic. It's a percentage. So the Gemara vayter Rav Mori bar Rochel, and the Gemara Rashi explains an interesting zach that went on over here. Mori bar Rochel, he was called after his mother. Why is he called after his mother? Because his mother was Shmuel's daughter. Shmuel's daughter got captured, and she had relations with a guy. That guy was Nizgayer. His name was Isser. They call him Issigayure. He was a ger. And Rav Mori was born from that relationship. And we never call him after his father because we don't want to bring up this Bushus. He was a Rasib Shalai Bikdusha Veleidosa Bikdusha. So what happened was like this. Rav Mori Barachul Mashkalahu Nachri Besa. A guy borrowed money from him and he gave him his house in collateral, not in collateral, Mashkin, which we said before, Mashkin could be used for a year. So Hadar Zavn LaRava, this guy ended up selling the Mashkin to Rava, not to Tracy Yaksha. So he waited another year, this Ramari. Shakal Agabes, he took the rent for a year. Amtali Rava, from the second year. Only Hadla Amtali Lamar Agabes, the reason why I didn't come till now, the Stam Mashkanta Shasa. For the first year, I have a right to use my Mashkanta. He couldn't even get rid of me, because that's the halacha. But now take this. If I wouldn't have known that he owes you money, that I would never bought it. Let's do like the halachas of the Goyish court. Call Amos to Rash says that I'll force the Goy to pay you. I'm not going to take anything till I get him to pay you up. And what's the chiddush of Gemara? Rashi learns ve'enzu ribis da rava lemechayim midi ela benachri. That's what Gemara brings in the story. Zokti Gemara weiter. Interesting Gemara. Amalei Rabban Bar Nishli Rabashi Chazi Mar Rabbanon the Kachim Ribis. I see Rabbanon what the rabbis they eating ribis. The Yov Zuzi Acham Rabbi Tishri. They give. I go into the vineyard. I go into whatever it's called this place cellar. I give him money Sukkot time, but I don't take my wine till Tevis. Now what the Gemara's understanding is that the wine store is taking responsibility, and if the wine's taking responsibility, they're taking my money. Why are they letting me come in Tevis and pick a good barrel of wine? Because I lent them money for 3 months. That's Aganotah. That's Ribbis Darabonon. You know, I'll do that. So Zakti Gemara, Amalei Inu Nami Acham Kiyov Achal LeKiyov Mikor Dechama Chama Dechol Lecholo Ahishai Dukam Afkari. Zakti Gemara, no, you got the whole case wrong. When I give money at the beginning of Tishrei, I'm giving money for wine. Wine, there's no vinegar here. He's picking out a barrel of Tevis. He's picking out one of the 10 barrels that are there. There's no achrayus here because there's no vinegar. Nothing's turning vinegar in 3 months. Whatever was vinegar is vinegar. What is wine is wine. If you paid for wine, it's wine. That's it. So there's no achrayus. I mean, there's no problem. I'm not there. Zotim Amar Vayter Avin Avi Yozul Lebnei Akra Dishanvoso. Called named after a river. They would give him extra. Yeah, it's like you go to the bike store, you buy a bike. I give you a water bottle. And the same thing. No big deal. I do a full roofing and siding job for a guy. I come back to put a piece of trim in between two windows. I don't charge him. I hope. I don't think they charge him. Zotikumar, ask him the Ravash. Amalei. 1 second. We have a problem with this. Mishari. Maybe this tax on the property, the guy didn't pay the taxes, somebody took the property, bought the tax lien, and stole the property. So yeah, a property is meshubit for the person who pays taxes. Yeah, you're right. Could be that's what happened, but it doesn't matter. The guy pays tax, he owns it. Basically, there was a head tax in the old days, and if you didn't give you a head tax, somebody gave it for you, he owns you to work for him. And he would be mishav with you. Same thing. He says, it's a good thing I'm alive, because I wasn't alive, nobody will tell you this. That is the rule. The rule is that there's a head tax. You don't give the head tax, and someone pays the head tax for you, he owns you. Right? It means he can take you to work. Go work for him.
To pay off the head tax.
Yeah. Rav Schaira, Rav Sa'irim, Achu Derava, have a talk of inch of Malu, Umayla Begurka Derava. He would grab teens at risk, and he would put them into work in the pizza shop. And the Mefarshim bring down, as he brings down from the Meiri and the other Rishonim, they're talking about a kid that's in bad shape. He's totally ain't a what? Yeah, ain't a mugunim. He's totally gone. Some say he's just zolul yayin and basa. I say, well, that's every kiddush club. So they take everybody to work for me. I don't know. So we're gonna go with the real bad news. You know what I mean? A real druggie. So you take the guy, take him off the street, take him to work for you.
They would actually pull the wagon for him?
Yeah.
They would actually pull the wagon for him?
Yeah. Yeah, manual labor, like the rickshaw.
The rickshaw, like serious
rickshaw. And Zotti Gemara. So, since he's not Ishba Achiv, you'll let him make him work. Have a great night. Thank you very much. Yes.